Today's Thursday, March 12th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Almo Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this spring at the E4 Experience, coming to Washington, D.C. on April 3rd. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from ITAV38. I am joined by Sean Reed, Michael Drainer, and Brad Colt talking about operating systems vulnerabilities. Brad Colt starts off talking about what programmers are doing to ensure that their client systems are safe and secure.
Yeah, and it kind of has changed from what Sean was talking about a decade ago of being these, you know, home theater PCs or the PC that's really trying to run a lot of the AV. Now the PC is more of just an input to an AV system. So it's a little easier than trying to come in and do an overhaul that might break the entire AV platform by making those updates. But it's still definitely a challenge making sure we get that. Thinking about how we're going to be able to give the clients and their IT departments access to those spaces and the tools that they need to be able to make those firmware updates, being able to push that out. So the tools that help centralize those updates and make things work a little more the way that IT professionals are used to working, which would be from a console and not having to go room to room to go and make updates. As we incorporate more of that type of thinking in the AV industry, and we're definitely moving that way, that definitely helps out the people who have that task of keeping these things patched and current and up to date. So this one, I was told from talking with our IT department, how did this impact us with the vulnerability? They said that patch was something that it was a pretty small patch. They were able to get it out. Didn't break a lot of things. We're lucky we're not running a lot of custom applications. Mm-hmm. So that's where you're going to run into those clients who, it makes it more difficult to be able to get off of an older operating system or patching and updating something that might break some in-house developed software. But I think I don't think that we're dissimilar from a lot of our other clients we're working with. A lot of them have moved away from that sort of thing. They make their own apps and things like that, but the things that are running their root and their spaces tend to be a little more free of that real customization. And so I think that it's kind of like everything. We look for standardization, and we want to have a lot of similar rooms. It makes it easier for that user experience, and it makes it easier for those people who are managing it to be able to make those updates in a consistent manner and they're not having to run around and chase just some anomalies of quirks by the way that one room that's not like all the rest is working. So I think continue looking towards standardization around how we're putting our designs together and creating the most simple experience, whether that's for that end user or for the IT professional who's having to manage those rooms.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.